You're listening to Workipedia by Workforce Singapore, a podcast for all matters career-related. Whether it's job hunting tips or career development advice, we have the insights and answers for all your questions.
Hello and welcome to WSG podcast on interview do's and don'ts. I'm Thomas Tang, Senior Career Coach with Workforce Singapore. In this podcast, I will talk about the do's and don'ts on your interview day. The interview day is finally here. Before you step out of the house, check yourself in the mirror. Make sure you look your best. For more grooming tips, please tune in to the episode on preparing for interviews. With all things checked, we are ready to set off. Always be early. Reach at least 15 to 30 minutes before the interview starts to buffer time for registration, filling up application form, etc. If you are going for WSG's walk-in interviews, do arrive early to avoid disappointment. Slots for popular employers may be filled up by midday. You have arrived at the interview venue. If there is a need to fill up application form, make sure your handwriting is neat and tidy, so employer will not have difficulty to read. While you wait for your interview slot, keep calm, take deep breaths to relax if you're feeling nervous. You have prepared well for the interview and you can ace it. Remind yourself of your goal, to impress the interviewer and get a job offer. Finally, it's your turn for the interview. When you meet the interviewer, be sure to greet them with your best smile. We want to leave the best first impression. If they reach out for a handshake, do give them a firm handshake. It shows that you are confident and sincere. You can take a seat now. Make sure you are sitting upright, both feet on the ground. Place your hands on your lap or on the table. Lean slightly forward to show interest. Make sure you're comfortable before the interview starts. During the interview, maintain eye contact with the interviewer. Avoid looking down or at random places in the room. Interviewer may think that you are not confident or not interested. While the interviewer is speaking, listen carefully. You can show that you can understand by nodding occasionally. When speaking, speak clearly. Do not speak too fast. Take note of your volume too. Not too loud or too soft. If you see that interviewer has difficulty hearing you, try to speak a little bit louder. Avoid moving your hands too much as it can be distracting. Also, avoid touching your face, hair too often as it shows that you are very nervous. If you do not understand the interviewer or need more time to think, politely ask them to repeat themselves. For example, you can say, "Sorry, I didn't catch that. Can you repeat your question, please?" As far as possible, be honest and sincere in your answers. Throughout the interview, remain alert and calm. Avoid showing negative emotions or body language like anger or crossing your arms. Also, avoid bad-mouthing about your previous employers, colleagues. Focus on sharing of your experience and your strength. Let them know why you are the best candidate for the job. It is almost the end of the interview. The interviewer may ask you if you have any questions for them. Take this chance to ask any questions you have. However, avoid asking about salary and benefits unless the interviewer shares the information with you. Asking about salary benefits too early may leave a negative impression. Remember, your goal for this interview is to impress the interviewer so that they can offer the job to you. Salary and benefits can be discussed when they offer the job to you. You can ask about working culture, your KPIs, or other questions relating to the job scope. This will show the interviewer that you are interested in this job and ready to value add to the company. The interview is finally over. Phew! Thank the interviewer for their time. Remember to smile like how you started the interview. You can now give yourself a pat on your back. Check out WSG's Career Grid for more career resources tailored to your career needs. Visit go.gov.sg/careergrid-podcast to start your journey with us.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode from Wikipedia by Workforce Singapore. Stay tuned for more insights and tips on all things career-related. Don't forget to follow Workforce Singapore on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, as well as subscribe to our newsletters and the WSG Jobs and Career Advice Telegram channel for the latest updates from us.